Welcome to Partner Ops Partner. I'm your host, Aaron Howerton. This is the middle of week four for my employment, fifth episode of the season two. I'm clearly behind. The nice thing about running a solo podcast in which you don't talk to anyone else and you can do it whenever you want is that you can do it whenever you want. I would really love to have these out like every Sunday or Monday, kind of really catching that niche between the week. But one of the things that actually is good about this new job is how much I'm enjoying it. This week, we are moving on. Last week, we talked about from onboarding to ownership, and I talked about the delicate challenge of wrapping up all the onboarding stuff that I was working on and kind of moving into a position of ownership. This week, all that stuff is basically done. I got some nickel and dime stuff here and there that I need to get through to really get seated, I think, you know, just finish up some of the nitty-gritty little details of onboarding around benefits and all that kind of stuff. But all that stuff's mostly behind. Right now, we're moving more fully into these concepts of ownership. And in the book that I'm reading, and if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm holding it up, The First 90 Days by Michael Watkins. I'm still working through this book. And I'm in chapter 5. And chapter 5 for Michael is securing early wins. Now, I'm really trying to breeze through the book. I'm trying not to get too bogged. There's so much content in this book. And it's really, I think there's a mix of like good information for new people who are coming into a new role. And there's clearly a focus on elevating from a position of IC, individual contributor, into like a leadership role. And that kind of applies for where I'm at. I think when you work in and around operations, you're always, unless you're a large org with a giant team, you're really always going to be kind of connected to the IC stuff and I need to do some of that hands-on work. But also this chapter in particular focuses on a lot of content in this chapter is driven toward like people who are moving up in an organization and becoming leaders of peers. So taking on their team that they used to work with and now they're managing something like that. None of that really applies for me. Now, I am coming into a new team. I don't have any direct reports in this role. It's kind of a flat level, us the boss, and then the leader of the program, so a partnership stuff. So it's not super deep either. And when I'm reading through this, the thing that stood out to me was that it's about securing early wins, right? Small wins. For me, one of the things that he talks about that I think is fascinating is this idea of, you know, look at what's there, look what needs to change, but also pay attention to behaviors or habits that may need to change. Hinting toward the cultural stuff, and actually not even hinting, explicitly calling out cultural changes that you might need to work on and the larger scope that those take. Like, you can't just come in and be like, hey, new culture's X. You have to actually create an action plan and you follow it up. And one of the things I like about this book is he brings out really tangible stories, like real stories from real people that he's had permission to talk about and bring into the mix. So I'm not going to share the story by the book. But the focus on behavior, for me, that's more about mindset. If I'm coming in, I think this is a partner ops mentality. If you're an early hire in partner ops for this group, the only hire, the first hire, whatever it is, you are facing, I think, entrenched cultural mindsets that are pretty ubiquitous, I would argue, for organizations that are just kind of getting to the part with partner operations. And what that really means is, like, at this point in the organization's history, now is when they realize this need for structured operational roadmaps. And in my case, they're tying that to experience, which I love. There's a big priority for me to focus on experience, which makes me so happy because I think that's where ops people live anyway. But in this case, it's also recognizing the org has worked without this mindset. They've worked without this ownership. It's been scattered, you know, throughout the team. And so now we're consolidating it. And one of the uphill things that I'm going to have to do here, and I've seen it at other organizations, and again, I think it's fairly consistent when people are bringing in ops for the first time around partnerships, is this mindset of what is partner ops? What is partner experience? What is it that we're working on? What are we trying to accomplish? I'm not here in this role specifically. I'm not here just to take on more process and own and do the process. I'm here to build a roadmap and build a future and tie that to the vision of the programs and the partnership achievements and goals over the next 3 to 5 years. Like, it's a strategic role. And I think everybody that works in partner operations, whether you're in a strategic role, whether the company sees it or not, you should recognize it. You should bring that to the table. That's one of the ways I think you get recognized and just drive your own career and your own success. So I think one of the things I'm going to have to work on is this mindset, helping people understand, like, here's what I'm here for. Here's what I'm doing. I'm setting the terms of that. And these are the things that shape that for me. Here's the framework that I'm working under. Then why these things become important, why they matter. But in light of securing early wins, like, mindset's a thing that takes time. Culture, that takes time. So as I secure early wins, one other thing that is in my mind is, how do I tie this mindset shift to helping the organization understand what it is I'm trying to do? I honestly, I'll say this too, I've had no resistance to the idea of what I'm doing and that my role, universally, people are excited that somebody is in this seat, that the role is here. And that's not uncommon. I will say that the very first role I ever had in partner operations, when I started setting meetings with cross-functional leaders to get insight, they were so excited. Someone was asking those, "Oh, great, we're finally, somebody from partnerships is here. We're so glad to talk to you. We haven't talked to anybody. We've been wondering. We didn't know what to do." So I think there's a widespread organizational appetite for these roles. Early wins for me, it's just get it out of the way. Pretty easy, right? I'm coming into an org where they have capacity limitations. They need people. They need hands-on. They need this stuff. So it's real straightforward. There are projects I'm picking up right off the bat that are in flight. I'm going to pick them up, move them forward. There are weekly meetings tied to summary issues and collecting issues and supporting the programs team and things like this that I'm immediately coming in to pick up those and take those on. And then there's also some process improvement to work on, right? Aside of the projects, here's some issues we haven't really got figured out yet. We need to work on these things. Can we start to scope and building a backlog? So for me, the early wins are just taking these things on, right? My manager has a list of stuff that's on her plate that she needs off. I'm going to pick those up and then I'm going to start to look for more. Michael talks about this too in his book, that early wins focus on things that, one, you can win easily in terms of the organizational change, two, that make your boss look good. So these things fall right in line. These are very easy. They're handoffs for me. The thing is that there's some competence is necessary to be able to do that, for one. And I'll admit, I post about this today. I just had some dumb me moments in the past couple of weeks. Like I said, do not disturb on, and I left it on for like 6 hours because I got heads down and missed the only meeting I had that day. Because I had a pretty open day and a block time to do this research. And I just didn't look up, because that's what happens sometimes when you are dealing with hyper-focused ADHD people. And so that was just dumb. I just should have put a timer on the do not disturb, small mishap, or I changed my Slack settings. I did this, change my Slack settings so that when you hit enter, it just tabs down. It doesn't send the message, because I can't tell you how many times I've sent those messages that I'm formatting and putting bulleted lists in because I'm trying to communicate clearly. Well, now I've got to get used to hitting command enter to send it. And so I like type this nice message, hit enter, and I go on with my life, and I come back later and that message wasn't sent. Done that a couple times. So these dumb things, these are not like, these are stupid things that I'm doing that are just like, Aaron, pay attention to yourself, please. That's kind of happening. It's just new process, new tools, and I'm changing a little bit of my working methods to adapt to the company. So that's I think it's a natural thing there. But then the other thing that I'm working on is learning to navigate the experience of what people are expecting. I'm very trepidatious when I come into a new org. My history in these kind of roles and with channel and partnerships in general is that there's always a lot of voice about wanting you to do stuff, but then sometimes you run into roadblocks because they don't actually want you to do things. And so I come in kind of with a light foot and a light touch, and I want to try to understand, when you say I own X, what's that actually mean to you? What does ownership look like, and defining who owns what? I'm still working through that, who owns what and where does it live and who does what. But at this point in the process, I think 4 weeks in, next week I get to be on site. I'm so excited. Well, they're calling it an offsite, but I'm getting to go on site, meet the whole team, whole partnerships organization is going to be there. It's going to be phenomenal. I'm really looking forward to it. And at this point, I'm getting a handle on what people think. And the people that I'm interacting with consistently, starting to get to know them as people, starting to understand their rhythms and their tics and things like this. And then that makes it easier for me to push a little bit and try to get an understanding of where can I push in and take a little bit more? Where can I start to shift that mindset element there? And for me, from here, right? So if this week is all about small wins, and it's not just this week, by the way, like for the next month, 3 months in this role, these first 3 months are really all level set. This is all onboarding, 90 days. I'm going to be posting weekly updates on this. It's the first, so securing these early wins, this is identifying and recognizing there are things I'm picking up and taking on that are handed to me, which is, it was like layups, right? Like, hey, this project's already in flight. Can you just take it across the line? Maybe add your flair to it as you go to the net, right? Like, I feel like good. I love that this stuff is here, but I'm already finding new things to add in and building out a backlog. That's a big win for me too. In the first 90 days is developing this backlog of things we need to work on, and then working and crafting that and tying that into a 3-year vision, and then building out that roadmap for what that'll look like and process improvement for intake. Like, there's all these little things I think that I can work on for these first 90 days. So I just clarifying, this is currently the wins. It's not just this week, but that's the focus of the conversation for the podcast. From here, I think it's about crafting a vision. Next week, I get to be on site with the team. I get a half hour with just my team, and I'm going to focus that half hour on what does partner experience mean to me? Here's my mindset about this. Here's what I want to approach. Here's some practical things tied to this specifically for the organization. But like, here's why this matters for XYZ, and kind of map this vision out. I get to roll out maybe like my partner tech dream state concepts and things like that are going to be shaping a lot of how I move forward here. So very excited about next week. I am still really enjoying my job, which is just nice. It's nice to just enjoy what you do for a living. You know, it's a nice perk. I don't know that everyone gets to do it. And, you know, more power to those that recognize their limitations or their situation. And that's tough. I've lived through those moments too. So if you're interested in learning more about partner ops, man, tag along, stay with me, let me a message, let's chat. If you're facing these challenges in your current role, if you're trying to understand or define what partner operations is for your org or your team or for yourself, I'd love, reach out. Let's have a conversation. I am always open to meet new people. I love to meet as many new people as I can. I try to meet at least one, if not two, new people every single week. I know that's a high bar. It's just a priority for me. I think it's great. Thank you for listening, whoever you are. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening online, whatever it is. I enjoy doing this. I'll be back next week. We're going to be talking about crafting a vision. I hope you've had a good time. I've had a good time. Until then, good luck partnering.